Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
The Bird Show.
I find myself very angry and self-loathing the last two nights, and it's mostly because I am showing no self-discipline at all. Let me explain. So I do know this, that when you're going to bed, you should turn off all your electronics like an hour or two beforehand, right? That I can't do that. It's just not in my wheelhouse. I've tried to read. I need something to watch. So I have suggested, if you're the same way, watch a TV show that gives you some joy, that's nice and light, right? And you can shut it off whenever, and you're going to be in a decent mood. You don't have to think too much. And that's why Love on the Spectrum, I think, has hit me right in the heart. And by the way, Connor is here with his mom, and they're going to be walking in the studio in a couple of minutes. That's the kind of show you should be watching. Here's where the self-loathing comes in. I can't stop watching Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
I'm the same way.
It's the worst.
I did the same thing Sunday night. Yesterday I was a zombie because I was like, I cannot turn this off. My cortisol was through the roof. I was like, I need to know what happened.
If you guys have a TV show that you absolutely hate watch, 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, because every time I am watching the show, as I am watching it, I will say to Amanda, why are we wasting our time? Then she'll pick up the remote and I'm like, put that down. There is nothing redeeming about this show at all. Can you explain what it is? Because I even went on TikTok to see how they got popular, and I can't understand that either.
Yeah, so it all started with, I guess, the quote-unquote main character of this reality show. Her name is Taylor Frankie Paul, and they all got super, super popular after she did a live stream where she revealed that all of these Mormon wives were swinging with each other, which adults, you'll know what swinging means. They were doing some adult stuff together, and they got a lot of notoriety for that. But they were also already doing something called hashtag mom talk, where it was all these Mormon moms doing little dances together. So people were like, what? You guys are doing the renegade together and stuff behind closed doors? So it became this massive, massive scandal. They got hugely popular. They got this reality show like a year ago on Hulu. And that was also wildly successful, watching all of these Mormon wives live a very incongruent life with what they are preaching they believe in as women, as a part of the Church of Latter-day Saints.
It is an absolute train wreck, Mo. Don't waste your time on it. Uh-huh. But it is literally, it is.
He is not. Like, you have to tell him that.
Right. That's a fair point. You didn't.
It's the most forced, dramatic show that I've ever watched in my life. It is strictly an hour of watching women complain about their friends for an entire hour, and also the producers doing evil things to them to create controversy, and it is awful, and I can't stop watching.
Oh my gosh, the producer involvement this season, I don't know if you've seen every single episode yet.
I'm up to five, I think.
But there were a couple of moments where I'm like, I know that girl doesn't want to suggest that kind of, I know that is a producer suggested game, but it makes it look like they're the ones stirring the pot. And I'm like, these women, why are they feeding into this? It's just making them hate each other more.
Here's what
so
I can't.
So why has this one hit for you guys, but not any of the Real Housewives? Because this is it's literally like the same thing.
Well, I think the Real Housewives turned me off because they were at a certain age where it felt pathetic to me. These women are just young enough where you're in that zone where you can do a lot of stupid things and you could and it's still okay.
It's weird for me watching them because these are literal mothers and they're all my age. And I'm like, oh my God, I thought we were better than this, but apparently not.
There has to be something here. And I was asking Amanda this last night, then I'll get to your calls. When something becomes so popular, like Mom Talk did on TikTok, I mean, there have millions and millions of followers. You have to look underneath the content and find out why it's connecting with people. And I can't for the life of me figure out why this is connecting with people just to watch moms dance.
Like the actual TikToks part of it. I don't get it either. Maybe it's like satisfying because they're all in sync and it's a fun song that's really popular. It's not the kind of content I like to watch. I'm really more sucked into the actual reality show part of it.
The drama of the whole thing. God, I hate it and I love it. Hey, Katie, good morning. What do you hate watching?
Good morning. I love watching Temptation Island. They all are like so horrible for each other. But I don't know why. I'm just like so sucked in.
I will tell you this.
These failed relationships.
Yeah, I did give that show a try a couple of weeks ago. And I gave it about 4 minutes and I had the same feeling that I had about Secret Lives of Mormon Lives, but it was so pathetic I turned it off and don't have any interest in watching it again.
Yeah, that one's background noise for sure.
Yeah, that one's bad.
That one almost caught me. Temptation Island, after that whole Montana thing went viral, I went and watched like 2 episodes and then at some point I asked myself, what get your life together.
What was the Montana thing?
That was the dude that went viral because he was running on the beach ripping his clothes off because there was they showed him his lady having relationships with somebody else on an iPad, and my man just lost his mind.
Hey, Mitchell, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, I didn't even want to watch this show. It was kind of on in the living room, but then I seeped in hate every moment I saw it, and I just kept watching it. It's Vanderpump Rules.
Oh.
Well, I've never watched 1 minute of it. What is it about that show that keeps you on it?
It's just how all of the people in it are just so willing to cause any amount of drama for no reason.
Yeah.
And it just makes me so angry.
I wonder on some of these shows, especially now that we're talking about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, I wonder when the producers come into the meetings and say, look, this is what we got set up for you guys, if they even have a say in the matter. Because clearly the producers are putting them in circumstances where these women... It's their rawest of moments, and they're exposing the rawest of moments that they know are going to create fights.
Well, money talks, and so I can imagine maybe there's some behind-the-scenes one-on-one conversations with specific cast members, because it's very obvious in some of these scenes that they don't realize what's happening, they don't realize it's a producer ploy. But if you wave $10,000 or $100,000 in front of one of these girls' faces, they're like, sure, I'll make one of my friends' lives miserable today.
Right.
I remember being on the set of one of the shows, one of the reality shows like that, and what they said is they always know the scene and who's going to be in the scene. And of course, they get them nice and lick it up, but they never exactly know what's going to go on.
That's what's so crazy about the Secret Live show is they're all sober. They're just like high off of caffeine. Yeah, they're drinking Diet Coke and that's it.
It's so bad. It's so bad that it's unwatchable.
Oh my gosh, I've never been more glued to my TV before. I hate it.
Y'all both going to finish every episode.
I'm like, I never want to see this show again. Give me 14 seasons right now.
On my deathbed, I will definitely say to myself, this was 4 hours out of my life or 6 hours out of my life. I could have been doing something legitimate.
Do you want to hear something even crazier? So in season 2, there's 10 episodes out right now. We got 10 more on the way.
No!
That's 20
Look at
hours
excited.
Of brain rot entertainment.
No. The Burt Show.
I am not...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. With real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and tools to make every day easier. Don't play catch-up. Visit Epicor.com/win.
Fine when I say the last time I was this excited to have a celebrity on was Usher.
I was thinking the same thing.
I swear to you, man. Connor from Love on the Spectrum is in studio this morning with his mom, Lise, and his brother, Jack. Morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bert.
Oh,
good
my
morning,
God.
You guys.
I'm so geeking out. I feel like such an idiot. So usually what I like for all of us really to do is we wait until the guests are in studio to say hi for the very first time. But I was so excited to have you guys in. I'm like, I can't wait anymore. So I ran into the other studio. I'm like, hi, you guys. It is so good to have you guys in studio. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thank you, Bert. It's really an honor.
Is this out of your regular routine, having to be up this early and come in like her?
Waking up early, coming all the way to Atlanta? Definitely.
Not nearly as fun.
Well, Connor, in theory, is supposed to be to work at 7 a.m. every day. We don't really hit that goal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's work?
Oh, I work as a courtesy clerk at Kroger. I bag groceries, bring in shopping carts, sweep the floor, that sort of thing.
Are you still doing that even after post-show?
This man.
I've been working at Kroger for nearly 6 years now, and I don't plan on quitting anytime soon.
Love
wow.
it.
That is
he was very clear he did not want his regular life to change.
Yeah.
He does not have to do that anymore, but he insists, and he looks at me and says, what would I do all day?
That is awesome.
Right. Exactly.
Very this man
much.
Keeps us humble.
Yeah, I got more questions about that in a second, but at least for those that have never watched the show before, yeah. you want to kind of give them what the synopsis is?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a heartwarming show that I think spreads a lot of love, joy, and hope for just following adults and people on the spectrum, individuals who want relationships, romantic relationships. I think there's a lot of... you know, misunderstanding with people mm-hmm. on the spectrum that they may not want that and that they don't seek that out, but it's not true.
And for those of you that aren't watching or haven't watched, you really should, because as she said, and Abby and I have been talking about now for months, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, in the world that we live in now, ugh. Just to be able to have 45 minutes or an hour of pure joy, yeah. and it really is, Connor, each and every week watching your relationship is pure joy. Not only with your family, but Georgie also.
Yeah.
I know. I loved it. You walked in repping your I Heart Brunettes hat, which I felt that in my soul.
Yes. And again, as I've said many times before, just for clarification, I don't have anything against blondes, okay? I never meant to offend anyone who is blonde. They're... Well, we all have our types.
We love the blondes.
Yeah.
No.
We do very much so.
Jack is stepping up and going, I like blondes. are there times where you will get complaints from women that, or from anybody, if you say anything on the show that might have hurt their feelings?
Well, if I do, I just want the record set straight. I mean, no offense of any kind.
All right, he's kissing babies and shaking hands. No, actually, we get funny comments where people want to dye their hair for Connor to notice that.
Okay.
These people shouldn't have to hide who they are just for me.
Also, you're a taken man now. You've got
Georgie.
I loved watching you fall in love with Georgie. It really was the highlight, I think, of season three. So are you guys still going strong?
We are, very much. We are.
There. I have found myself recently, I don't know if it's my age or whatever, or I also got off anxiety meds, that I am just feeling things way more now. So I'm watching your show a couple of weeks ago, and it happened to be the episode where you're at Chateau Alain, and you have to break yourself away from Georgie because you're so overwhelmed with emotions, and you're walking down the stairs, and you start saying to yourself, oh my God, where have you been all my life? And I started crying watching the show, man. It was so touching.
Oh, you heard that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You were mic'd up.
I probably should learn to keep my thoughts to myself.
No.
I love it.
I think that's what's so beautiful about the show is, first of all, you're so unapologetically yourself on the show, but it can be really difficult to be vulnerable in an environment like a reality show. So did you find that hard? Was there a tough adjustment for you?
It was pretty hard adjusting, yes.
What's kind of cool is Connor, he has a nickname in our family, Truth Serum. I mean, it's just living with someone who is just real and raw and doesn't have any pretense. He doesn't lie. I mean, it's just amazing. And it's fun because if I ever think I look fat in something and I ask my husband's like, no, baby, you look good. And I go, Connor, he's like, no, take that off.
Connor, what's the last date you and Georgie went on?
Hang on, let me think.
Oh,
I believe it was
the aquarium.
Oh, the aquarium. Yes, sorry.
But you have a date tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
Where are you going?
Well,
oh wait, no, don't say it because then people will probably try and find you. Don't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. Bad idea.
But they'll be together tomorrow night. So we're super excited for them.
Very
now,
much.
Is everything that you guys are doing together still being filmed, or is this now outside of TV?
This is outside of TV.
Oh, great.
Was there anything surprising you'd say that you learned about yourself being so vulnerable on camera and on this journey?
I did learn how to be more mature and gentlemanly, and I always remember my manners, and, well... I guess that's about it.
Yeah.
I think those are good.
You said to me that dating was harder than you thought.
That's right. I completely forgot that.
So how is dating harder than you thought it was going to be?
Well, You got to remember a lot of important dates. You got to remember what you agreed on. You got to remember what she likes, what she doesn't like, what her favorite foods are.
Yeah.
It can be pretty crazy.
Now, Jack is really, you've really helped out in this area.
Yeah.
Haven't you?
Yeah.
Have you stepped up and helped your brother with some dating advice?
Yeah, to the best of my ability. Obviously, I'm not perfect myself. So,
Connor, besides finding love, are there some friendships that you've also made along the way thanks to the show?
Oh, yeah, yeah. My fellow co-stars of Love on the Spectrum, I always enjoy seeing them. Whenever I go places like California or Boston or South Carolina, I see James, Abby, and David, Danny, Tanner, and most recently, Madison and Perry.
That's fantastic. I love that this community is just, it's the real thing also. Like, I think sometimes it's made for TV, but then on the outside, it's not the same. Whereas with this particular group you're talking about, it's all authentic. That's the beauty, I think, of this show.
It's amazing. Connor really, truly did not have any friends. I mean, we talked about it on season two. Mm-hmm. He really had no friends. No one was texting him except for family. And now he's in a group chat and he's like, when is this going to end?
What was the reason before the show that you didn't have a whole bunch of friends? You just weren't comfortable around people or what?
Well, I didn't have a lot of common with people. I wasn't invited a lot or asked to attend things or events. Mostly I just spend my days to myself.
Yeah, and I think that's the beautiful things about watching this show also is the embracing of what is different. You know, and we say this on Bert's Big Adventure all the time also. Kristen? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to Connor's mom just for a second, Lise. How has it been watching your son do this show and find a girlfriend and make all these new friends, just seeing it through a mother's eyes?
It was just something that, when obviously we got diagnosed, it was something that was a massive, huge fear of what kind of future he would have. So to see this evolution of him and not only that, we get it to kind of be documented on a show. So that's been extremely moving. And I think what's unexpected for me is it's been Connor and I for 26 years we've been together. And, now finally feeling like I can and should step back. And I'm actually struggling with that.
Sure.
But I need to, and it's time. And, you know, so I'm learning a lot about myself too, and learning to back up and let the man be a man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Connor, when the whole idea of you being on a reality TV show came up, how did it come up? And then I want you to walk us through the audition period. Were you a little bit nervous about how they were going to portray you? Take us through the whole thing.
Well, when I first saw Love on the Spectrum Australia and heard there was going to be a U.S. series.
No apology.
Well, my mom suggested maybe I should go on it. Maybe I could find love. Maybe even become famous. It was actually my brother who tweeted Kian O'Cleary, the director, and, well, Kian responded back, thought my story would be interesting, and he decided to interview me. And the rest is history.
Yeah, it really is. So for a guy that didn't have a whole bunch of friends and didn't have a whole bunch of interaction with a lot of people, now you're jumping into this world where everybody's going to know you. Was there any fear about that at all?
Well, I mean, there was. I mean, the idea of actually going on TV, showing myself to the entire public was a bit overwhelming. And I was a bit nervous, a bit angsty. And it was pretty tough at times. But in the end, it was ultimately a rewarding experience.
I mean, I have to say, when we were going through the process, Jack tweeted the director, and it took about 3 months before they came
Six.
Back. And
he,
Okay. Is that a funny story? Because it was a complete shot in the dark. Like, no way this guy's going to answer.
Yes.
And we just sent a link to Connor's YouTube channel that mom and Connor had been doing. And, yeah, 6 months later, I got a message at 5 a.m. Here's my assistant's information.
Well, he came skipping down the hallway. And he's like, they're asking for more information on Connor. And we were all like, shut up. Why are you lying? Shut up, Jack. You know, like, his little
Jack.
Brother. Yeah, just like, he's like, I'm not lying. And he had to show us. And so then we Zoomed with Australia a few times. And then they had us Zooming with people in L.A. And then they said... Then they said, the director wants to come to your house. And that is when the needle kind of scratched on the record for us. And we were like, wait a minute. I don't think that he just comes to anybody's house. So we actually paused as a family. I talked to Connor's dad. We're not together, but we kind of talked to him. And we said, this is a globally known show. Do we really want to expose our family? And then we just put it on Connor. Like, if you want to do this, we're running through the wall with you. But if this was fun and this was a giggle, but if we want to back up. And that was it.
Was it a difficult decision for you to make to be on the show, or were you, I'm ready right now?
It was a bit difficult. I was nervous and didn't know what to do. And, well, now that I think about it, it was a lot of pressure for me, but I pulled myself together, and eventually I was able to get
Go for it. What did you do? You did this Irish jig when you
did you?
Actually, it was a Russian and kick dance.
I don't know what he did. Some dance when he got pissed.
Semantics.
It was somewhere Irish east jig, of here.
Russian kick. I don't know.
Connor and Lise, what kind of messages have you guys gotten from the autism community about your representation?
Well, that I've inspired them to move out of their comfort zones and to put themselves out there, let the world get to know them, the real them, and to just accept themselves, love themselves and others, and the whole world will no doubt accept them back.
That's great.
Beautiful.
First, let me just say this as we go on. You're doing great, dude. You're really doing great. So for those that haven't been as lucky as you to find love, right? And now you're right in it. I mean, you could see at each and every second of these shows that you are in love. Explain to us how you knew she was the one and what love feels like for you now.
Well, Georgie and I have a lot in common. We both love dogs and fantasy. And, well, I guess, well, honestly, this isn't easy.
Bert has really tough questions.
I asked you the deep one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you yearn for her all the time? Are you thinking about her all the time? Yeah.
Yeah.
When she had her hair and those braids, you came home from that date.
They looked. They reminded me of Viking shield maiden braids.
Oh, she was hot.
Yeah. The watching the two of you guys, the thing that really hits me in the heart in watching the two of you, when you're with her and you start to feel a little bit anxious, like maybe you were a couple of minutes ago on our show, when the way she takes your hands and the way that she looks at you and makes you breathe and calms you down, man, everybody, that to me right there is the beautiful sign of love. Do you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
That's beautiful. And I really hope we get to see more of your family. Like, I know definitely when I was watching the show and I saw y'all come up, I'm like, oh my God, they're back. They're back. I can't wait to see if Georgie and Connor are going to fall in love even more. So are you guys filming a fourth season? Will we get to see more of your family?
We can't really comment. Stay tuned and see. It was picked up for a fourth season and we'll just have to wait and see.
Oh my God.
That information's on the DL.
That's okay. Great media training. Great media training.
If they do another season, it's without you. That's like what the one thing that would make me protest.
We'll be in the streets.
Yes, I will stand outside of the Netflix building and go, no, absolutely not.
Lise, what would you say has been the most meaningful part as a mom of watching Connor in this journey?
I think it's just watching him mature into this man and seeing, actually it was kind of fun to watch him flirt in a weird way, just to see oh my gosh, he's got some game and he's enjoying life that I wanted for him. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just, he's getting to savor moments that I was so scared he wasn't going to have. And just also really proud at how he is representing the autism community and going out there and advocating. And he does a lot of work of giving back to the community, mm-hmm. which has been a big deal for us. So just that and watching him stand in front of a room of recently 400 people and bringing them to a standing ovation with like his comments and his message. Mind-blowing.
Beautiful.
That's it's awesome. Been mind-blowing.
That's beautiful.
Is the celebrity part of this, has it been overwhelming for you? And if so, when does that happen?
Well, the celebrity part is, it can be overwhelming and a bit nerve-wracking. I mean, sometimes I meet famous celebrities that I've only ever seen on TV. Yep. And movies.
But when people are yelling your name, like in airports or running up to you, how do you handle all that?
I'm completely fine with it. I mean, I always have time for a fan.
Who have you gotten to meet? Like, who have you been most excited to get to interact with that you never thought you would have gotten to if not for this opportunity?
Well, I did meet Nikki Glaser and Benedict Wong.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Those are some heavy hitters.
Yeah. And so we saw Sofia Vergara at the Emmy party with Heidi Klum.
Yeah.
Oh, like, casually, just at the Emmy party.
Yeah. But Nikki Glaser grabbed him for a picture.
And I didn't even know who she was.
And he comes up and he goes, these fans keep bothering me. I'm like, dude, that's Nikki Glaser. Do you understand? But and then he's headed off to L.A. for the red carpet premiere for How to Train Your Dragon. So you might meet Jared Butler.
And Nick Frost, I've been told he's in that as well.
Fantastic.
It's a weird world, Ren.
Weird world.
Honestly, I'm fangirling over you right now, and I'm just like, can't believe I'm in your studio. So this is just a weird world for us.
Yeah, Lisa was saying that she's been listening to the show for a long time.
Since
so it's just
2002.
Weird, right? It's weird.
Wow.
For real. I'm not joking. I'm like, merch.
Well, thank you. Hey, I want to say this one last time, too, before we wrap up, is that what I think is so beautiful about this show at this particular time, too, is there does seem to be a narrative coming from very high up. If you're on the spectrum, that you'll never be able to live this full life, that you'll never be able to go to college, that you'll never be able to fall in love, you'll always have to live at home. And it's being painted as this really dark place. And it's the wrong narrative. If you just watch this show for 15 minutes, you realize that's BS, and this right here is the real world.
We're just really proud of how Connor is representing, you know, the autism community and all that is possible. And, you know, we're just so proud and so pleased to be a part of all of this. And you're right. I mean, I just think just watching him push himself, and I think the love and support of hopefully us and his community now, it's been amazing to watch. But I agree. I think there's a lot of heaviness, darkness, and sadness, and just a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate out there, and it's just, we need more love.
Mm-hmm.
We need more love, on and off the spectrum. Can we just get some more love?
Amen to that. Uh-huh. And that's why you really should be watching this show. I mean, Abby said it a million different times. Mm-hmm. She's the one that got me onto the show.
Oh, my gosh. Abby, thank you.
No, I've watched it twice. It is just such a feel-good show, and we were just joking about how we were watching the Secret Life of Mormon Wives show. I'm like, this is so depressing. I'm like, I need love on the spectrum as a chaser. Like, I need to bring me back up again.
It's true. Jack, thanks for coming in here too, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you having
me. Connor, man, we will be watching you, dude. Congratulations on finding love. More than anything else, the show is nice. Yes. The love thing is the really important thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us. This is amazing. It's great to meet all of you. Kristen, we're happy for you. Congratulations. Sorry we didn't get to see you in person.
No, thank you so much. I'm sorry I'm not there to give you a hug in person, too, but I'm just making sure I'm getting L.A. ready for Connor when he comes out here for the movie premiere, okay?
You gotta warm it up.
Excellent. Yes. Yeah, well, congratulations to you, and enjoy your evening.
Thanks, you
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming in.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This podcast is brought to you by Epicor Profit 21 ERP, purpose built for distributors. In sports, the best teams don't chase the scoreboard. They set the pace. And in distribution, pace matters. 60% of the top distributors run on Profit 21 because it delivers real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and connected operations from sales to fulfillment. Don't play catch-up. Set the pace with Epicor Profit 21 ERP. Visit epicor.com/win.
This weekend, hitting the golden spike at the Atlanta United match. So if you guys don't follow soccer at all, having the honor to be asked to hit the golden spike at Atlanta United is equivalent to like throwing out a first pitch at a baseball game.
It's a huge deal.
It's a huge deal, right? Because you're representing the city. So Atlanta United's like, who do we want that really represents the city well? So they asked me to do it this weekend, and it was more thrilling than I had anticipated.
Really?
Yeah. I'm lucky enough to be able to do a lot of cool things because we've been in the city for so long. But I was pretty cool about the whole experience. They brought us at first. So they bring us in and they give us this field suite too, which is right behind the goal. I've never sat in these seats before. So it's Brad Guzan, the goal, and then we're in the front row.
Wow. Nice.
Okay. So that's sort of the green room right there. And then they escort us out. And how do I explain this? They bring us all the way to the other side of the stadium. They give me my instructions for the golden spike. And then I overacted a little bit and overplayed exactly how heavy it was before I spiked the golden spike.
What are the instructions? Like, do they give you a count? Do you have to wait a certain amount before you do like the third strike? Like, what's the behind the scenes tea?
There's a dude that's in front of you that has his hands up going 3, 2, 1, and then you hit the spike.
Okay.
And then he does it again, 3, 2, 1. So it's impossible to miss.
Okay.
Were you nervous?
Was I nervous? I had just enough alcohol in me where I wasn't. I was really kind of enjoying it. But here is the backstory behind the whole thing. I've had this dye in my eye now for about a week. And
yeah, you look super hot right now, by the way.
Isn't it great? Well, this is the best it's been. When I woke up this morning and looked myself in the mirror, I'm like, okay, this isn't nearly as bad. But my eye has been sort of half shut. Have you ever had a sty?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Oh, they're so painful.
They very suck. Painful. It's like a little protein ball inside your eyeball.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a sign you're taking too much protein powder.
Maybe I'm putting it in the wrong place. I should be drinking it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really painful. And it's also, it leaves a film over your eye sometimes because your eye can't blink. The fluid can't get over your eye. So on this particular night, hitting the spike, I couldn't see out of my eye. It was like a screen was over my right eye entirely. Like if you ever sort of looked through a window that was frosted,
mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it was like.
Oh.
So I had a real fear that I was going to miss the spike. The first person in the history of Atlanta United to miss the spike.
Would have been so embarrassing.
It would have been terrible. But it ended up being really, really great. And it was so thrilling because it's in front of the section of the most hardcore Atlanta United fans. You're in the supporter section and they are cheering you on and you can't help but get caught up in their excitement.
Yeah, because the entire section would be like, oh, you just hear like one big like yikes if you missed it.
Is it super loud when you're like right next to it?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, I always wondered that.
The hit or the people?
No, the hit.
No, it's not loud.
No, it's not that loud?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I always wondered that.
A lot of it's kind of a blur, to be honest with you.
Yeah?
Like my eye. But it was a real thrill, man. And I was so excited to do it. And the way that they received me there was just, it was truly an honor. It was truly an honor. So I want to thank Atlanta United for letting me do that.
It's a big deal. And it was really cool to watch you do it, too. So I had brought my best friend from college and her boyfriend to watch the game because we had gotten some complimentary tickets. And then when they brought you up on screen, I was like, oh, my God, it's my boss.
It's a dude.
There was a bunch of people in front of me in the Delta Club, and they were geeking out over you. They were
That's
like,
very cool,
it was very cool to see because I was behind what looked like high schoolers who maybe don't listen to the show as often as their parents because I heard them talking. They're like, oh, my God, my mom's going to freak out. And I'm standing behind them like they have no idea someone on the show is behind them. I work with him every day.
It was a really, really, really cool experience. Here's a little taste of it. So it's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
Do you get to keep the mallet?
No, that's passed on from person to person.
You didn't steal it?
Didn't steal it. Well, it weighs 115 pounds.
And there's no problem.
So it
does?
115, 116, something like
not,
that.
Not the spike, the mallet.
That's what I'm talking
you
about.
Hit
yeah.
It with.
Yeah, it's like
it does not weigh 115 pounds. Liar, liar.
I made it look easy. All right, so tell me real quick about Porch Fest, man.
Oh, my God. Porch Fest was a movie. This is something I've been wanting to do in Atlanta for a couple of years. But for some reason, there's just always something happening on this weekend to where I haven't been able to go. And if you've never heard of Porch Fest, it's basically this outdoor music festival, kind of like Bonnaroo, but instead of a massive stage, it's all these different local cover bands performing in front of these little craftsman-style houses. And it is wild. There were so many people out and about. It was tough getting around Virginia Highland, honestly, because there were so many people like waiting in line for drinks or waiting in line for the next concert. And I will say, while I did enjoy myself, my one pro tip for you, if you're going to go to Porch Fest, you need to secure a local bathroom because you are stranded out there. I didn't see any porta potties. Thank God I had a sorority sister that lived like right next to one of the houses that we were standing around and listening to some of the music. And I haven't seen this girl in maybe 7 years. And suddenly I was like, hey, girl, hey, bestie. Had to slide our way so we could use the facilities because it was also like 1,000 degrees out. Like, I feel like I need to start a petition to move Porch Fest to like January where it's about 50 degrees cooler because it's hot and sweaty. There's a lot of people out there, but man, we had a really, really good time.
Did I hear you say yesterday on the show that they're mostly abandoned homes that they play on?
No, I don't know if they're abandoned. Some of them looked abandoned to me, but I don't know how they secure these different homes to be able to perform because I'm like, this is somebody's neighborhood. Like, this is obviously very cool, like, if you want to hang out and listen to the music, but I can't imagine, like, trying to drive to your house in this kind of environment because the entire street is just packed with people.
It's a great idea. This isn't the first year, right? I feel like it's caught fire this year.
Really? I think it was way more crowded than it was last year because the videos I've seen at certain homes, I was like, yeah, it was crowded where I was, but there are some, it looked like a sea of people. They're going to have to expand it to like Old Fourth Ward next, I think.
Yeah, I think it's been a while, but it's just out of nowhere. It seemed like it just started to really blow up to the point where you're right. They are going to have to try to figure out a way to expand it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be thinking about if I go next year, but I will be securing a home of my own, so I'm not stranded next year.
Friends with the girl with the bathroom.
Is it a fundraiser for that part of the city?
I actually don't know. They did have some merch that my friends did buy because my best friend, weirdly enough, her first name is Virginia, and it takes place in Virginia Highlands. So I was like, oh my God, it took Virginia to her highlands. So we can hang out. But yeah, if it does, I was just there for the drinks and the music.
Yeah, watch it for next year. It has become the thing to do that time of year.
Yeah, May 2026. See you out there.
The Burt Show.
I'm trying to stress to you guys how big a deal this was for Kristen to get selected for a Gracie, which is truly the highest honor of a woman in media.
It was really sweet because, you know, I've been documenting the journey out here to L.A. We're at the Beverly Hills Wilshire where they filmed Pretty Woman, you know, living out all my dreams minus the prostitution. It's been amazing. And somebody hit me up in my DMs and she's like, I hope you win. And I responded back and I said, I already did. Like, that's why I'm here. I'm like, so, yes, I have won a Gracie. This is from, this is something I have wanted for many, many years. And the fact that it has come to fruition is, I'm still kind of a little shell shocked. I think when I go to tonight, the festivities kick off at 4. At 4:15, I'm supposed to be downstairs getting my award and recording an interview and doing my speech. And I think once the award gets in my hand, that's when it's really going to like wash over me that I get to put Gracie Winner in my bio.
Just to give you guys some perspective, let me play 3 women that have accepted this award before that you might know. And again, Kristen is part of this list. How about Carol Burnett?
I am so honored to be with you tonight and to accept the Lifetime Achievement Award, and especially our friends at NBC. CBS passed on it when we offered it. We fell up.
That's Carol Burnett. Maybe you heard the name Taylor Swift.
Dear fans, Thank you for caring about all of this. You continue to just blow me away all the time. So thank you to the Gracies. Thank you to everyone who decided that this would be worthy of this amazing honor. Thank you so much.
Julie Louise Dreyfus is...
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for this incredible Gracie Award. And thank you to the Alliance for Women in Media Foundation. What an honor to receive this. And on behalf of all my friends and my team at Lemonada, I want to say thank you.
Also, other names on the list you might know. And again, put Kristen on this list. Felicia Rashad, Julia Louise Dreyfus, we just played her, Michelle Obama, Kiki Palmer,
who's here tonight,
Nicole Kidman, Katie Couric, Elle Fanning, Taylor Swift, Gayle King, Hillary Rodham Clinton, Glenn Close, I mean the list just goes on, Betty White, Barbara Walters, and Kristen Clincher?
I know. It's still not making sense to me either, but here we are nonetheless. No, I am so excited for tonight just to sit along, because this is all for the Alliance for Women in Media, and to be in that room surrounded by all these women who have made a difference in all types of media, whether it be TV, film, podcasting, radio, you name it. It's going to be, I think, an awesome feeling tonight to be in that room with so many badass women.
You think it's going to be an awesome feeling? Are you out of your mind?
I know it will be.
Yes. Congratulations, man. You deserve it.
Thank you so much.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
60% of top distributors run on Epicor Profit 21 ERP. It's ERP purpose built for distribution. With real-time inventory visibility, smarter purchasing, and tools to make every day easier. Don't play catch up. Visit Epicor.com/win.
Be adventurous in the sun. Be protected in the sun. Be confident in the sun. Be fearless in the sun with Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen. As experts in mineral sunscreens for nearly 30 years, we've earned awards for our high-quality products and the trust of healthcare professionals. Embrace every moment in the sun with your family and Blue Lizard by your side. Be fearless in the sun. Shop Blue Lizard Australian Sunscreen now on Amazon.com.